Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I am excited. I'm excited for a couple of reasons. One, because we get a chance to obviously witness the game this weekend. The Packers and the 49ers out in Santa Clara, California, Levi Stadium, 5:40 kickoff Central Time. And you get ready for the NFC Championship battle. It's championship weekend. And then again, in a couple of weeks, I get a chance to see this guy. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Always a pleasure to see him on Radio Row, but a more of a pleasure to talk to him today. Brian Billick, the Super Bowl winning head coach from the Baltimore Ravens, now with the NFL Network. Coach, how you doing?
Doing great today. How you doing?
I'm good. So this week, does it give you, because you've been there, done that, give you a little tingle in the fingers as you start to think about what this week's all about?
Yeah, it's a great time of year. It really is when you go from the divisional round, which is to me the best weekend in the NFL and the games that you have, and now you're getting into the championship games. And I always love seeing what four teams are in the championship game because it kind of tells us about the league and where we're at and what you've got to do to be good going forward. And the excitement then, obviously, that leading to it's palpable. These guys know that hey, we're one win. From going to the Super Bowl.
Talent is everything, but what gives you an edge going into this weekend?
Well, certainly it begins with and ends with that. Obviously, you've got to be a talented team. There's a certain experience of knowing how to not necessarily handle the game. I mean, once it gets kicked off, Super Bowl's the same way. Once it gets kicked off, it's a game. It's like everything you've ever done. It's the circumstances leading up to it, handling this week. There is an experience that goes with that to make sure that you keep yourself under control and making sure that your best game is on Sunday, not during it practice during the course of the week, handling all the media. I mean, you got to realize, and until you've been through it, you know, the league is big and you got 32 teams and 32 cities and all that media to go with it. And now you're down to where there's just four teams and all that media. It doesn't go away. It's still interested. I do my radio shows all day Thursday and Friday all around the country. And they're still into it. They want to know, you know, who's going to win between Green Bay and San Francisco and what's it going to take and how are Aaron Rodgers going to play. So all that attention now just gets boiled down to two games, to four teams. And dealing with that as an organization and the players, that's a big part of being able to play effectively this week as well.
Coaching perspective, you put yourself in Matt LaFleur's position. You've been there. You see a team during the regular season. You didn't play your best game. By the end of the game, they just beat you. They beat you up, and you just didn't have an answer. You got to go home with your tail between your legs. Now you got to face them again, back again in the same scenario, only this time it's a win or go home. So what is it? What is it mentally right now going in to face this kind of a team in the San Francisco 49ers?
You know, it's fascinating to watch because the same thing that Matt LaFleur is dealing with in terms of the mindset of his team, having played the team previously and not playing well, is it kind of the same problem that Kyle Shanahan has and has been talking about all week and dealing with his team, who was on the other side of that. And obviously for a little bit different perspectives, but it's the same thing. How do I get you to not be focused on that? Because Kyle Shanahan's been saying all week, hey, that game was a million years ago, has nothing to do with this game. It's because he doesn't want his players to buy into, and the message he's sending to his players, the media, the fans, is, hey, this is a different game. It's interesting to watch. You know, the good news, bad news for Green Bay is the good news is, as we saw last week, this evolution of the Matt LaFleur offense has now come into fruition. We've seen it in actual play in terms of, you know, Aaron Rodgers and the Packers transforming from a carpet bombing team and 40, 45 throws and up and down the field to a precision bombing, less than 30 throws, efficient on third down, balanced with the running game. And we're seeing that come together at just the right time. That's the good news. The bad news is you're playing a team in the 49ers who are going to be healthier and even better than the team that you lost to in week 12. Doesn't mean you can't beat them, But they are clearly playing well, and that defense is going to be better than the one that they faced. If for no other reason, it's healthier than it was when they played earlier in the year.
Earlier in the year, the Packers lost Brian Bulaga. Alex Light just didn't fill the bill against Bosa and company, and Aaron Rodgers was under siege. Also, they had just gotten Devontae Adams back, and they were force-feeding him the football. I look at it that this Packers offense is coming in drastically different, and Aaron Rodgers fumbled the football early on and ended up giving up an early score. So with those circumstances, can you see, and somebody told me, you tell me if you think this is correct, but a team that gets just beat up and blown out like they did at the very end of that ball game usually takes more away from that than the team that had kind of the easier time of it. Is that correct?
It is, but everybody's been asking the same thing about, well, is that a lingering effect in terms of that loss? And it's not until it is. And by that I mean, no, you could put that aside. Look, you looked at the film. Here's why we lost. We don't do those things. We're gonna be good. But if you get into the game and things don't go right early, and San Francisco gets an early score, or maybe there's a turnover, something that, you know, certainly happens in the course of any game, that's where it's the concern that now all that you've held off at arm's length and no, that wasn't us, and yes, we're going to play better. And if it starts out and it doesn't start particularly well, then now does that all come flooding back? That's what you have to guard against as a coach and as a player to make sure you don't let that negativity, if things don't go well early, that you don't let all that negativity from the earlier loss come flooding back in.
Talking with Brian Billig from the NFL Network, has won a Super Bowl himself, knows what it's like to, and what it takes to get there. Matt LaFleur, his first head coaching experience, a 13-3 season. He is now 14 wins, one win away from going to a Super Bowl. Tell me what kind of pressure you think he's feeling right now.
Well, everybody feels pressure for different reasons. I don't know that there's any more pressure on him than certainly whether it is Kyle Shanahan, who's a little further along with it, than Andy Reid, the pressure that all everybody talks about as well. Is this Andy's time? And what does it mean to his legacy if he doesn't actually win a Super Bowl? So whatever stage you are in coaching, yeah, there's going to be pressure. You don't get real focused on it. It's not a factor right now. It might be something when once we get to the end of this, whether it's this week or the Super Bowl or however that ends up, if they're fortunate to go on, yeah, you can look back and think, well, geez, this is where this leaves me and where do I go from here? You know, I won the Super Bowl in my second year. And it wasn't until afterwards that you realized, geez, okay, where do I go from here? You know what? You know that creates its own pressure as well. But that's not something you really think about until after the season.
Looking defensively speaking, and the old cliche is defense wins you championships. So with what the Packers have been able to accomplish this year with Preston and Za'Darius Smith, obviously Kenny Clark feeling a little snubbed up the middle. Their secondary is better. What kind of shot do you give them against a Kittle who can just get across the middle and just eat you up, and the passing game and maybe rattling Jimmy Garoppolo a little bit?
Yeah, and that's what it really comes down to. I mean, because they're old school. I think it's fascinating that three of the four teams, with all the talk about the games widening open and the college game influence, whatever, three of the four teams that we're seeing are playing good defense and committed to the run, which I think tells you something. Led by Tennessee in that overpowering running game. Certainly San Francisco is all about it, and that's one thing you got to give Kyle Shanahan credit for. And if you want to look at what's the key to their success so far, it has been his unwavering commitment to being balanced and running the ball. Run, play action, play good defense. That defense is as advertised. Five first-round picks on the defensive line. I don't think there's another defensive line that, and that's the key for them. It's going to be the key against the Packers. Their ability, can they indeed control the game with just that standard spacing four-man front? Can they stop the run with the standard spacing front? Can they put pressure on Aaron Rodgers with just that four-man rush? That gives you a huge advantage on the back end and the secondary to do a number of different things to try to thwart Aaron Rodgers putting the ball down the field when you can do that with just your four-man front, and that's the advantage that San Francisco has.
I don't know what the storylines are right now at the NFL Network, but I got to think in the back of their mind they might be prepping for a rematch of Super Bowl I in the NFL's 100th season. The apropos of what that would end up being and the fact that Andy Reid needs that Super Bowl, and obviously Aaron Rodgers is searching for another one. And, you know, I got to think that if you had a storyline to be able to promote, you'd have to think over your shoulder, that might be the way to go in the 100th season of the NFL.
Yeah, and with the tremendous job of the NFL 100, the whole theme through the entire season, that people that are watching that recognize, it really is. I thought it was a spectacular year, and the way they documented it, and the top 100 players and all that. Yeah, it would be kind of fitting and kind of a storybook Hollywood ending to have those two teams with Green Bay and Kansas City in the 100-year anniversary. That'd be pretty cool.
Coach, it's always a pleasure. I appreciate you coming on. I know you come to us because a lot of great sponsors. You're with our friends from X-Tech, but also you're with our friends from Roman as well. Go to GetRoman.com/coach. Tell us why people need to go to Roman, Coach.
Yeah, it's been fun to watch the growth and the awareness of GetRoman.com. When you get to a certain point, you know, guys past 40 don't get to the doctors as often as they should. And when they do, it takes a month to get that. You go to GetRoman.com, the privacy of your own home. You address a number of things, from ED to hair loss to cold sores. Most importantly, you have access to the licensed pharmaceuticals. The amount of counterfeit pharmaceuticals out there is stunning to me. So you have a resource at GetRoman.com with the U.S. licensed physician to take care of everything that you need to take care of.
Coach, I look forward to seeing you guys down in Miami as well. We'll reminisce then, too, okay?
We'll do it.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Coach Brian Billick joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. And again, he is brought to you by Roman. Go to GetRoman.com/coach for your first free visit right then and there. And I always love seeing Brian Billick down there.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.